This is The Sound of Science with Sam Hollick and Penny Sarche. Here is this week's science news.
Research in mice has found that areas of the brain involved in sex and violence are closely linked. A small group of cells in the male brain appears to decide whether the mouse should attack or mate. Researchers believe that the intertwining of the control of these two behaviours could play a part in helping a mouse to decide how to respond to an intruder. It is thought that this brain circuit is likely to also be present in humans.
New evidence has been found that contributes to the argument that clay may have played an important part in the development of life. Montmorillonite clay has been found to naturally form around air bubbles underwater. The air then dissolves to leave a strong clay shell. Small molecules can diffuse into the shell through pores, self-assemble into more complex organic molecules, and remain trapped but protected in the clay. This particular clay is also known to act as a catalyst for the formation of lipid membranes, similar to those that surround cells. Researchers are interested in whether these structures can be found in a natural environment, as how significant they were to life on Earth remains unknown.
Work in Oxford has succeeded in making ultra-thin, one-atom-thick sheets of many different materials. The work was inspired by the discovery of graphene, a thin layer of graphite produced using sticky tape, which received a Nobel Prize last year. Valeria Nicolosi explains.
After the attention on the two-dimensional graphene sheet, myself and my group and my collaborators from Trinity College Dublin extended this topic, and we extended to the exfoliations, pulling literally the layers out, layer by layer, to other 150 different types of materials.
Scientists have been working for decades to develop these nanosheets, but up until now, the methods used have been time-consuming and produce materials without the desired properties.
There was some attempt in the past to try to exfoliate them, but that was either unsuccessful or the processes they were using were extremely tedious and not very efficient. The success of our method as compared to the previous attempts is the easiness. So you literally take a few milligrams of these materials, put them in the magic solvents. You literally use one of those sonic baths that you use even to clean jewelry, and the magic is done.
By applying this new process to 150 different materials, the team have produced nanosheets with a range of different properties, which could open the door for a number of exciting new technologies.
You will be able to use these materials for microelectronics, for example, because some of these structures are conductive, some of them are semiconducting, some of them are insulated, some of them are superconductors. There's been a lot of attention in press, especially for one particular type of these materials, which will allow you to produce some perhaps more efficient batteries. And a particular other class of these materials possess thermoelectrical properties, which means they will be able to absorb and use the heat that it's usually wasted in engines or batteries or any machine, literally, and produce electricity out of that.
A new device could change the way information is processed in computers. Currently, information is stored in metallic ferromagnets, and logic operations occur in semiconductors. Information must be transferred between the two, which causes problematic heating and slows down computation. But now, a team have demonstrated the use of a ferromagnetic semiconductor for both logic and memory. The novel device can only store one bit's worth of information, but this new principle could lead to improved computing.
Tune in again next week for more science headlines.